Hi everyone, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today is part two of our article about the rapper Miss Ko.
今天要继续带同学们介绍这位 female rapper 葛仲珊。Yesterday, we've learned that she was born and raised in New York,、
mm-hmm.
but she came to Taiwan to learn Mandarin, 学中文。
Yeah, she started writing songs when she was in high school, and she soon started her music career here in Taiwan.
很快进入音乐生涯的她成绩相当亮眼。Her first album, Knockout, was in Mandarin and made it to the top of the charts.
Yes, since then, Miss Kerr has worked with several other famous singers.
Today, we're going to find out more about Miss Kerr's musical talents, 她的音乐天赋 as well as some of the awards she has won, 也就是她所曾经得过的奖项。
We'll also learn about what inspires her. Okay, let's start reading today's article.
Taiwan's first female rapper.
Among many firsts, Miss Ko is also the first female rapper to receive an award in Taiwan. At the 24th Golden Melody Awards, she won the award for Best New Artist. She's known as the Teresa Dunn of the hip-hop world. Miss Ko's success comes from her ability to rhyme in both English and Mandarin. Many people admire such a talent. Her music speaks to many people on different levels. Her songs are fun, but they also address serious topics.Her rhymes are always positive. She wants to inspire people through her music. She also hopes to change the negative stereotype of hip-hop culture.
Word power!
Admire, admire. I admire Nick for being so kind. He's always helping people. I admire Nick for being so kind. He's always helping people. Serious, serious. Nobody wants to talk about serious things at parties.Nobody wants to talk about serious things at parties. Positive. Positive. It's hard to feel positive when it's always raining. It's hard to feel positive when it's always raining. Negative. Negative. They had a negative experienceAt the hotel. They had a negative experience at the hotel.
So the second part of our article begins by saying, among many firsts, Miss Kerr is also the first female rapper to receive an award in Taiwan. Here, the word award, A-W-A-R-D, award, here it's a noun, it's a prize or a title given to someone to recognize the fact that they have achieved something great.
在 Day 2文章的开头提到呢，葛仲珊呢，在这么多次的这个初次经验当中呢，她也是第一位在台湾赢得奖项的女嘻哈歌手。
Mm-hmm.
Award 是奖项的意思。当我们看到国外的颁奖典礼的时候，如果同学们有注意到，是不是很常听到 The award goes to Pat?、
Yes.
也就是在宣布是谁得到了这个奖项。So speak of which, what award did she win?
Well, the article says, at the 24th Golden Melody Awards, she won the award for Best New Artist. The Golden Melody Awards are Taiwan's music awards, which take place every year.
文章接着告诉我们呢，在第24届的 Golden Melody Awards, 也就是金曲奖当中呢，葛仲珊呢拿下了最佳新人奖。
And here's something else about Miss Ko. She is known as the Teresa Teng of the hip-hop world. Teresa Teng, what's her Chinese name?
Deng Lijun.
Okay, she was a famous Taiwanese pop singer, of course, whose songs are still very popular today. So if you are known as something, that means many people call you that or people use that nickname or title when they write articles about you.
文章接下来提到呢，葛仲珊啊，是以这个邓丽君的这个称号在嘻哈音乐界闻名。Why is that? 因为啊，在他的一首歌曲当中，他就说了，我就是饶舌的邓丽君。She said that.
Okay, let's see.
这边同学们注意哦 ,be known as, 后面加一个名词代表的是某人是以这个称号还有名称闻名的。这也是这次的英文快译通哦，有请我们的快译通老师替我们讲解一下吧。
英文
快译通
,Oh yeah!
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice， 又来到 A Plus 快译通的时间啦。大家都知道台湾是以美食闻名的国家，常常有外国朋友来台湾，我们都会这样跟他们说。那你知道要怎么用英文来跟外国朋友说这句话吗？我们可以说 Taiwan is known for its delicious food. Taiwan is known for its delicious food.句子中的 be known for something 意思就是以某事物闻名，介系词 for 之后要接的是特色或者是长处。这个句型常常会跟 be known as somebody or something 和 be known to somebody 搞混。要搞清楚这些句型，首先我们要对介系词有一定的了解。介系词 for 通常表为了或者是因为，介系词 as 后面通常接身份，而介系词 to 则表示对。搞清楚这三个介系词大致上的意思之后，我们就可以很容易能够了解这三个句型的差别咯。举例来说， The Republic of China is also known as Taiwan. The Republic of China is also known as Taiwan. 中华民国也以台湾这个名称为人所知。再举个例子，台北是中华民国的首都。Taipei is known as the capital of the ROC. Taipei is known as the capital of the ROC. 那 be known to somebody 要怎么用呢？举例来说 ，Taiwan is known to the world by its Portuguese name Formosa. Taiwan is known to the world by its Portuguese name Formosa. 世界各国都知道台湾的葡萄牙名称。福尔摩沙。另外补充一点， be known to 后面除了可以接 somebody 之外，还可以接原形动词，意思就是大家都知道怎么样怎么样。举例来说， Taiwan is known to produce some of the best tea in the world. Taiwan is known to produce some of the best tea in the world. 大家都知道台湾生产一些全世界最好的茶。哇、wow, 听了这么多有关 known 的用法，是不是有点头昏了呢？没关系，赶快再多看几次就会熟能生巧咯。我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Hi guys, welcome back. We're talking about what makes Miss Kerr so special. The article says, Miss Kerr's success comes from her ability to rhyme in both English and Mandarin.So when we talk about an ability, A-B-I-L-I-T-Y, ability, we're talking about a skill, something you can do successfully almost all of the time.
接下来文章提到呢，葛仲珊之所以成功是因为她不论是英文或中文，它都有押韵的能力。文章中的 success 是一个名词，来自哪里的 success 成功呢？就是它的 ability to rhyme。Ability 是能力 ，the ability to do something 做某事的能力。Here she has the ability to rhyme.
That's right. So here the word rhyme, careful with the spelling, it's R-H-Y-M-E, rhyme, it's a tricky one. It's a verb and it means to put together words and sentences so that they have similar sounds. If two words sound the same, we can also say that they rhyme, which is another meaning of this word rhyme. A rhyme can also be a noun, in which case it means a song or a poem that has lines that sound the same.
Rhyme 在这边是动词押韵的意思。For example, Pat has a hat that can't hide a cat.
Yep, Pat has a cat, yep.
这个句子的押韵呢，它押的就是 at 的韵。So what are other examples of rhyme?
Okay, well we can do some more. The cat in the hat sat on the mat said pat.
Good.
That's a lot of words that rhyme. Not much rhymes with Elsie.
No, just at.
Yeah. Anyway, Miss Ko is special because she can rhyme in both English and Mandarin Chinese.
So few people can do that. Mm-hmm. Few rappers are bilingual. I mean, 很少有嘻哈音乐人士会说两种语言。这也就是为什么葛仲山很特别。
Okay, the article also says, many people admire such a talent. The word admire, A-D-M-I-R-E, admire is a verb that means to respect and like someone because they have done something that you think is good.
文章接下来说到呢，很多人都欣赏、钦佩这样的天赋 talent. 再来 admire 就是欣赏、钦佩的意思啦。I admire you, Pat.
Oh, thank you so much. Here's another example sentence for admire. I admire Nick for being so kind. He's always helping people. I admire Nick for being so kind. He's always helping people.
例句提到呢，我欣赏 Nick 是因为他人很好，总是帮助人。
Here's more about Miss Kerr's music. The article says...Her music speaks to many people on different levels. If someone's music speaks to you, it touches you and you can understand it on a personal level, you have memories or something. We could also say that someone's art or writing speaks to you as well.
葛仲山呢，因为还有一个特别的地方是文章这边说到啊，因为他的音乐会触动许多不同的人。Music, art, and I think literature,
yes.
文学 can also speak to you、mm-hmm. or us, 触动你我的心。
Yeah, so how do Miss Kerr's songs do that? The article says, her songs are fun, but they also address serious topics.So to address something, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address something, means to think about or discuss a problem or important topic.
葛仲山的歌啊，在有趣的嘻哈饶舌之下呢，也探讨了当今重要严肃的议题。Serious, 重要的，严肃的，也可以是严重的的意思哦，它是一个形容词。
Yeah, we just use serious, S-E-R-I-O-U-S, serious. It's an adjective that, means important and needing a lot of thought or attention. Here's an example sentence. Nobody wants to talk about serious things at parties. Nobody wants to talk about serious things at parties.
例句提到呢，没有人想要在派对上谈论严肃的事情。Come on, we are having parties. Enjoy the moment.
Exactly. Now, even though she sometimes sings or raps、mm-hmm. about serious topics, that doesn't mean all her songs are like a lesson. The article says her rhymes are always positive. Notice there how we used rhyme as a noun.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We also use the word positive. P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E.Positive, which means thinking about what is good in a situation, feeling confident and sure that something good will happen.
会探讨严肃议题的歌曲呢，也不是像上课一样，因为啊，文章这边说到呢，葛仲山写的歌词都是 positive, 正面的。
Let's give you an example sentence. It's hard to feel positive when it's always raining.It's hard to feel positive when it's always raining.
That's right. 例句提到呢，下雨天很难让人有正面的感觉。I always feel negative when it's raining. 下雨天都让我有负面的感觉。
The article explains why Miss Ko wants to use positive rhymes.、
Mm-hmm.
She wants to inspire people through her music.
文章接下来说到呢，葛仲珊想用他的这个音乐呢来激励人心 ，to inspire people. What else does she want to do apart from that?
Yeah, there is something else she wants to do.、Mm-hmm. She also hopes to change the negative stereotype of hip-hop culture.So we just used the word negative. You might have noticed、mm-hmm. Elsie used it a minute ago. Negative is spelled N-E-G-A-T-I-V-E, negative. It's the opposite of the word positive that we just explained. Negative means considering only the bad qualities of a situation or person and not the good ones.
他也希望呢，也就是葛仲珊也希望用他的创作啊，来改变人们对嘻哈音乐的负面刻板印象 negative, 刚刚老师有说到代表负面的
Yeah, here's another way we can use it. They had a negative experience at the hotel. They had a negative experience at the hotel.
例句提到呢，他们在这间饭店有过不好的负面的经验 In the article, we talked about negative stereotypes.
That's right. So a stereotype, S-T-E-R-E-O-T-Y-P-E, all one wordIt's this image or idea that people have about something. It's not always true, and it's often a little simple. For example, all British people are polite and speak like the Queen. We aren't and we don't, okay? Or you could say, all Americans are fat. Not true. Okay, negative stereotypes about hip-hop are that people who like it or make it are bad and involved in crime, which of course isn't true.
Stereotype, 刻板印象。人们对 hip-hop 的刻板印象就是呢，嘻哈音乐人呢可能会做出犯罪或是嗑药的事情 but it's not true,、
yes.
so Ms. Cole wants to change that.、Oh. Okay, now it's time to end today's lesson.
Okay, Elsie, we've got our rapping hats on. We're going to test our rhyming skills, okay? We're going to put some short lines together to see if we can get the last words of the lines to rhyme. Can you start out?
I'll try, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna start a rhyme with B.
Okay, there are fishes in the sea.
There's a bee in the tree.
The number after two, yeah, it's three.
I'm gonna start a rhyme with dog.
Okay, in the pond there is a frog. Okay, we're not great rappers. Miss Kerr is much better than what we could just do.
You are awesome.
Okay, well that was our attempt at rapping, and that's all we've got for today.
I tried.
We're gonna put you out of your misery. You don't have to watch us do that ever again. Thank you for watching A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I just booked tickets for Maroon 5's concert online.
I just booked tickets for Maroon 5's concert online.
What? Maroon 5 is coming? I have to book tickets for their concert.
魔力红要来，不管多贵，我当然要去他们的演唱会啦。去演唱会最重要就是订票。In English, we can use book, B-O-O-K. Book 当名词大家都知道是什么意思，就是书本的意思啦。但 book 还可以当动词，表示预定哦。For example, let's check out today's sentence. I just booked tickets for Maroon 5's concert online. I just booked tickets for Maroon 5's concert online.订门票可以说 book tickets, 出去玩要订饭店也可以说 book a room, 像今天小聚会 book tickets for Maroon 5's concert, 就是说订魔力红的演唱会门票。为了什么事情预定我们就可以加一个 for, 所以为了电影订票就可以说 book tickets for the movie, 为了隔一晚订饭店也可以一样哦，说 book a room for a night,现在买票都超方便的 You can almost book everything online 线上几乎都可以订任何东西所以这个字超好用的啦 Let's review again I just booked tickets for Maroon 5's concert online Now 我要赶快去抢票啦 Sugar Yes please
I just booked tickets for Maroon 5's concert online
I just booked tickets for Maroon 5's concert online.
Taiwan's first female rapper.
Among many firsts, Ms. Ko is also the first female rapper to receive an award in Taiwan. At the 24th Golden Melody Awards, she won the award for Best New Artist. She's known as the Teresa Dunn of the hip-hop world. Miss Ko's success comes from her ability to rhyme in both English and Mandarin. Many people admire such a talent. Her music speaks to many people on different levels. Her songs are fun, but they also address serious topics. Her rhymes are always positive. She wants to inspire people through her music. She also hopes to change the negative stereotype of hip-hop culture. Admire. Admire. I admire Nick for being so kind. He's always helping people. I admire Nick for being so kind. He's always helping people. Serious. Serious. Nobody wants to talk about serious things at parties. Nobody wants to talk about serious things at parties. Positive. Positive. It's hard to feel positive when it's always raining. It's hard to feel positive when it's always raining. Negative. Negative. They had a negative experience at the hotel. They had a negative experience at the hotel.